Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, except it's not, because this is the last official day of... Are you ready? Winter. That's it. And maybe, just maybe, many of you have said sayonara to winter already. But officially, it begins just under 24 hours from now. Actually starts later on Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to that. Although there is snow in the forecast for actually parts of the country later this week, including upstate New York, which is where I'm headed for part of the weekend. So I'm actually hoping for it. Just a little farewell winter, a little delayed spring, if you will.
Nice and cold.
I do love spring, but I also really love the cold and the snow. And there hasn't been enough of it this winter for my liking, for this good New Hampshire girl. I hope you survived your Monday. It felt a little bit different, that's for sure, because of the 12 hours of being immersed in the basketball tournament and the brackets and both the men's and the women's fields with a lot of buzz and excitement. And now, of course, the buildup. The bracket challenge is live and waiting for you. But if you're like me, well, you wait until the last second. There are so many different bracket breakdowns that you can watch, whether it be CBS Sports Network, whether it be another network, whether we're talking about just peeps on YouTube who are going to take their stab at filling out a bracket and telling you what works and what doesn't. Of course, all different betting options. There's a zillion ways you can do it. And it really is just guesswork. I highly recommend putting it up on a dartboard and just throwing darts at it, or picking based on chalk, because usually that will even out toward the end. Not always, but usually. Or you could just pick based on uniforms and mascots, because a lot of people do it that way as well. And I'm not sure that you're at a huge disadvantage. So we'd like you to be part of the After Hours Bracket Challenge yet again. I haven't retweeted it in a while, so I will. You can check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, for sure. It is available pinned to the top of our show Twitter and also pinned to our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or you can find it on my Twitter. If you were part of it in the past, all you have to do is check your email, really, because it generates an auto email to the account that was used in the past. Now, the problem is some people forget the emails. Well, not the email, I suppose. It would come straight to that email. Forget their passwords, blah, blah, blah. That's easy to change. So if you've already done it, great. But we'd love to include new peeps who've never participated in the After Hours Bracket Challenge in the past. Producer Jay will have access, I think. I'm pretty sure I'd probably have it too, but I've never looked at it. Actually, some of you can probably look at the names and see the rankings after every round too. I think it's on the main bracket page. Because I check it out for a family bracket challenge. After the first couple days where my bracket looks as though murder has been done, I check it and I'm usually at the bottom of the family bracket challenge. Anyway, so I think you can see the rankings just on the main page. If you're looking for points and possibilities and all that kind of stuff, you can probably keep track as well. And then producer Jay will reach out, notify you if you are a survivor, haha. This is not the Survivor Island pool. But if you are a survivor and let's see, you're still alive going into final weekend, whoop, whoop, there's some excitement there. We'll have some after hours swag. It'll be swag-alicious. We had a great selection show Sunday night. Really enjoyed it, especially the conversation with Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluder. If you missed it, not only is it on our Facebook page, but it's also on my Twitter, the link, the direct link from our podcast. And then UConn sophomore forward Alex Caraban, he was also part of the show. So we had two number ones represented from the men's and the women's side. And then we also had a conversation with Longwood Lancer senior D.A. Houston. What a story for them out of the Big South. After dropping 10 of 12 games in the middle of the season, they somehow rallied to make the NCAA tournament as the automatic bid. Wondering how we got to where we are with the men's bracket? Well, that's where Jerry Palm comes in. I know there were the bid thieves, stolen bids, lots of conversation about that. And he explains it, why, where, when, how, and how much. So yeah, really good podcast, great intel and information in our first show of the week. Some of you don't join us on the first night since it's Sunday going into Monday. So if you missed it, make sure you check it out. It's linked up on both of our social media, but if you missed that, well, you certainly can get it just by Googling After Hours Amy Lawrence podcast. That is the name of the show, not the podcast part. That is podcasted, though, every weekday morning. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. First four begins on Tuesday evening. Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Are you ready? Because it's here. Kind of feel like I'm ready, but it's a lot of long hours, I'll be honest. So I'm making sure we're loaded up on snacks. I'm going to need extra snacks for this tournament, to be sure. And it does feel wide open because of the number of teams that were top seeds for their conference tournaments but fell short there. We had a ton of upsets in the week leading into the selection show. So if that's any indication, well, then buckle up. It'll be a few more weeks until we get to the NBA in the postseason. Somehow, though, the Golden State Warriors are stuck in neutral. They're not going forward. They're not going backward. They're just stuck. The Eastern Conference is different this season, except for the Celtics at the top and the lead that they have on the rest of the Eastern Conference is now double digits. It's the question that many people are asking and that will be really the major theme of the NBA playoffs is who can battle Boston. Gosh, it wasn't even 12 months ago that we were talking about the Bruins in that respect, who set a new record for best mark ever in a regular season, and then turned out and lost in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Always, if you have this large of a lead, there's something to be said for not feeling that tension, not being pushed, not being chased. Except the Celtics have had such incredible disappointment in the last few years of the playoffs that those ghosts, those demons, so to speak, those should be more than enough to keep them on edge and to keep them motivated to make sure there's no letdown. But it is pretty astounding. They are 31-3 at home this season. Wowzers. In the conference, meaning the Eastern Conference, they're 35-7 this year. In the East. That includes other title contenders, if you can call them that. The Bucks seemingly have found their way after stumbling out of the gate with Doc Rivers taking over as their head coach. But they've won 7 of 10, and they're losing ground. The Celtics have won 6 in a row, 8 of their last 10. And they don't seem to have many weaknesses. The Cavaliers, the Knicks. We'll talk about the Knicks in a second. The Sixers, of course, without Joel Embiid. They're treading water. They're still out of the 7-10 play-in tournament. But who will contend? Who will battle Boston? So the East is a different animal than the West. Where you got the Thunder, who are 27-7 at home. They're back in front of the West, a half game lead over the Timberwolves and the Nuggets. Oh man, we could talk about some incredible individual flying trapeze act again with the Timberwolves. Just wait. They're playing some good basketball again. But really the lead, this is kind of crazy. In the Western Conference, 12 games in the standings separate 10 teams. The Celtics have a 10-game lead over the next team in the East. The gap between the Celtics and the second-place team in the East is almost as large as the gap for all 10 teams in the top of the West. Like right now, all 10 teams that would be in the Western Conference playoffs. But yeah, the Warriors, barely above 500, can't seem to make up any ground on the Lakers. And this is with Steph Curry back, with Draymond Green, Klay Thompson coming off the bench. But they're stuck. Maybe they're stuck between gears. You ever try to drive a car that wasn't in gear? For those of you who can drive a stick, you take it out, or you try to shift from one gear to another, you take it out of a particular gear, and then you step on the gas, and it goes nowhere and makes an awful sound. That's what the Warriors are doing right now, going nowhere and making an awful sound. But just as strangely, Phoenix has now faded back to 8 in the Western Conference. The Mavericks and the Suns have the exact same record, both of them in the play-in tournament. So yeah, there's some strange things going on. Raise your hand if you thought the Pelicans would be in 5th place. I mean, even just the top 5 in the West. The Thunder, the Timberwolves, the Clippers, and the Pelicans. With the defending champion Nuggets right in there. So on the heels of March Madness, we'll have the NBA and, of course, Stanley Cup playoffs as well. Hoops and hockey. The Masters isn't that far away. Masters Week begins April 8th, which is the same day as my next class at Syracuse. Mom asked me to come visit for my birthday, like take the trip to Houston. Oh gosh, there's so much happening. I feel bad, but it's impossible to get away. I remember last year I hiked the Grand Canyon in April. In between two trips to Syracuse to teach my class, I decided it'd be a good idea to fly to Arizona, spend time with aunts and uncles, and then hike the Grand Canyon, turn around, fly back, and then go to another class at Syracuse. Great idea. Oh, and I was training for a half marathon at the same time. Something is wrong with me. But now it's a much less jam-packed April. Work, basketball, masters, teaching a class. with the honeymoon on the horizon. We were smart. We booked it for May. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We heard from Kenny Pickett on Monday. That was quick, actually. I wasn't expecting him to speak so soon, but he did. And a bunch of kind of quirky, interesting QB news. Deshaun Watson speaking out about Kirk Cousins' contract with the Falcons. Because both got a lot of guaranteed money. Though Kirk got nowhere near as much guaranteed in this deal as Deshaun did with the Browns. You know the theme every offseason, and really into every season, start of every season with the Chiefs, is a revolving door at receiver. That's one area where it's clear that the Chiefs are willing to not only swap out different guys, but are willing to let guys walk and plug in different receivers who want to be with the Chiefs, who want to play with Patrick Mahomes, who don't cost them as much money, because they have placed value on other positions. And this is even after Mahomes restructures his contract to give them more money under the salary cap. But they paid Chris Jones this offseason. So they, I don't want to say they devalue the receiver position, because that's not true. Guys go and get paid elsewhere. But one area where the Chiefs have decided it's more important that they have Mahomes, that they have an offensive line. Obviously, they have an all-pro and future Hall of Fame tight end. But one area where they have cut costs, where they've economized, if you will, is the receiver position. And so every year there are changes to that wide receiver room. And they've got a new face in town. It stands to reason, too, because Patrick Mahomes is the type of quarterback that raises the level of play with everyone around him. The Chiefs are confident that they can plug in different guys. Now, veterans, for the most part, we're not talking all young guys. In the case of some of their younger guys, they'll keep them until the rookie contracts run out. And then maybe they have to look elsewhere. So they'll draft guys, skill position players, like Isaiah Pacheco a couple of years ago. They'll draft skill position guys. They'll develop them. But they don't always keep them. I'm sure this is familiar to Pittsburgh Pirates fans. But the difference is that Mahomes and Kelce and the offense that's designed by Andy Reid really does have this kind of plug-and-play feel to it. But it all revolves around the two veterans that spearhead the offense and obviously the coaching staff.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know what rebuilding means.
He may not know what rebuilding means, but he's constantly having to get to know new receivers in his building. It's not rebuilding, but it's reloading. And Blake Snell finds a home. That's coming up next. And that took a while. What about Jordan Montgomery? Did he find a home yet? Whew. There's still some pretty impressive free agents out there in both baseball and football. I'm kind of surprised that Justin Simmons doesn't have a new home yet after the Broncos released him. So we've got hoops at both levels. We've got Kenny Pickett, who explains why he wanted out of Pittsburgh, so in his words, and some other QB news. And Blake Snell heading to a rival. I don't know, though. Can he really develop any rivalries personally with the number of different teams he's played for and the various stops he's made? That's kind of the element of free agency that I don't love, is when guys are constantly moving all over the place, rivalries get a bit lost. Well, then there's Patrick Queen, who goes from one rival to another. And he's not the only one, right? We've seen a bunch of that. Aaron Jones, that's going to be weird and yet cool. Excited to have you with us. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and our Facebook page too. Find the links to some of our conversations from Selection Sunday night. We're proud of those. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Burks the rebound. Stephen Curry, a towel draped over his head, makes the slow walk to the scorer's table. 8 minutes to go. Brunson comes off a curl, slip pass Hartenstein underneath Hart, finishes the reverse layup. Brunson wants a McBride screen on Green. Now he's switched on to Curry. McBride left wing, guarded by Green. 2 seconds. He's got to fire a three and knocks it down. Knicks by five. Hart ahead to McBride. One dribble goes up. A two-handed jam. A 29-point night for Deuce McBride. That is the capper. Knicks on top by seven with 8 seconds to go. And Thompson into the front court. A pump fake. Wiggins a three-pointer. In and out. Brunson one final rebound. The Knicks are 3-0 on this road trip. 119-112. A wire-to-wire victory over Golden State.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the Knicks Radio Network, New York on the West Coast in the Bay Area and holding off the Golden State Warriors. It was almost always a 10-point lead. As I was listening in the fourth quarter, Jalen Brunson with another 30-plus game, 34 and 7 assists. And Isaiah Hartenstein, he remembers what happened when these two teams tipped off in late February at the Garden. So he ends up with a double-double and a little payback.
What they did to us at home wasn't acceptable. So just as a team, we just wanted to come in, kind of bring the same edge they brought in the Garden and just kind of go from there.
That's also the post from the Knicks Radio Network. Yeah, they ended up losing by double figures themselves going back to that game. Deuce McBride and company limiting Steph Curry. I use my air quotations. Limiting Steph to just four triples. So he didn't shoot great from beyond the arc, though he did have 27. And man, you end up chasing him all over the place.
Understanding the routes he takes. Obviously, he doesn't stop moving. He's obviously the greatest shooter in history. So, you know, just trying to do my best and just continue to fight through screens, be physical, and do whatever I can to be disruptive.
Success in the Eastern Conference is fairly, it's relative right now because of what we talked about with the Boston Celtics. But the Knicks do sit in fourth place in the East, and they've now got a modest four-game win streak and above 500 away from home. As for the Golden State Warriors, they still languish in 10th spot there in the Western Conference, just barely above 500, and now they're below the Mendoza line at home. How about that? They have a losing record at their new arena, the Chase Center, just opened a couple of years ago. This would have been unheard of for Steph Curry and the Warriors a couple years ago.
It's unusual, obviously. I think we're under 500 at home. That's been our staple, you know. We're giving ourselves a little cushion every season for the last however long. So it's a challenge that we have to overcome at some point down the stretch of the season.
It's always important to control your home floor. This has been a strange season in that regard. We've been good at home for a long time and just haven't been able to establish that dominance at home, and that's what's keeping us from, you know, climbing up in the standings.
I heard Darvin Ham of the Lakers talk about how they're very cognizant of the standings and where they are and trying to stay ahead of the Warriors right now in that 9-10 spot. The Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks are ahead of them in the standings, but have opened up a little bit of a gap. So it's not quite as close or as tight as it was. And now with teams into their final 14, 15 games or so, it's harder to make up a 3.5 or 4 game gap. So for now, it seems like it'll be the Lakers and the Warriors. But Steph says, gosh, none of that matters for us at this point.
Maybe a week or two ago, 60 was the motivation. Right now, I think I could care less about where you're at. It's just the consistency of how we're playing. That's the most important thing, because honestly, who cares what seed you are? If you play like we did tonight, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is, doesn't matter. You're not going to get very far. So that's the perspective and the focus. It doesn't really matter where the standards are.
Make a good point. It seems like they are stuck in neutral. Even when they put together a few wins or they're able to come up with a big victory and they feel like they've got some momentum, it's a one step forward, two steps back. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We'll get to some of the other NBA highlights. The Lakers are doing what they do, which is rely on their duo of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. But I've been pleasantly surprised with how D'Angelo Russell has remained healthy and is still playing some great basketball. And Anthony Edwards, can he carry his team while Carl Anthony Towns is out? Right now, they're still in prime position for a top seed in the Western Conference. And if not that, then they are primed for this, at least a shot, right, at being able to have a home court early and finally make some hay in the postseason. They've gotten there a couple of times, haven't been great at getting much farther than that or making inroads towards competing with the best of the West. But the way Anthony Edwards is playing right now, that's terrific.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll talk a little more NBA and also lots of question marks about why the Big East only has 3 teams in the men's NCAA tournament. But since we're in the Bay Area, that is where Blake Snell will head for the 2024 season. Here's John Morosi.
Blake Snell and the San Francisco Giants are in agreement on a 2-year, $62 million contract. This deal includes an opt-out after the 2024 Major League season. So just one guaranteed year for the reigning Cy Young Award winner with the San Francisco Giants. This is a major move for a team that certainly needed it.
Oh, sound a little awkward there. On MLB Network, they certainly needed it. And that is the case in terms of the pitching.
Needed it.
Blake Snell had to wait until 2 days before the season started. Now, granted, he isn't part of the series in Korea. That's same division, but Padres and Dodgers. He had to wait until then. And now he's just a week out. Just over a week out until the regular season gets underway for all of the other teams. That's tough. I'm assuming he's been working on his own, but it's still hard to stretch out without the help of the team athletic training staff and without the benefit of being in spring training. I wonder how quickly he'll be able to ramp up. Hi, Marco.
Hi.
Usually you're not quiet.
I
just wondering your thoughts.
I think that he overplayed his hand and now he was forced.
Him or his agent?
You know what? I don't want to blame the agent. You're in control, right? It's your life. It's your contract.
Not so much what you hear about guys who sign with Scott Boras.
That's on you. I can't sit here and blame the agent. If he told you something that he didn't get you what he promised, then you change agents and you move on for next year. But I think this is Blake Snell just thinking he was going to get a monster payday from the 2 Cy Young Awards. And while that makes sense, and I know it's a fantasy thing, and he's got some numbers that jump off the page, he's also got some serious issues that a lot of teams, I'm sure, took pause with. And the fact that he does not go deep into games.
5 2/3.
I'm sorry. That's not an ace. That's a fourth starter. So as much as you put up good numbers, 5 2/3, where I got to get that much out of my bullpen every time you're on the mound, is a detraction. And then on top of it, you walk everybody on the ballpark. So at some point, your stuff is good, but it's going to slide off. You can't have Ajita for 5 2/3 where you walk 4 to 5 guys and strike out 9 and throw 95 pitches. You can't sustain like that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
It's way too tense and too, there's too much drama and excitement. And I'm, you know, when I say excitement, I mean, it's heart on the ticker. It's not good for now Giants fans and their hearts, but he does bring the ability to strike guys out.
100%.
He does have the great ability to get through a lineup maybe twice.
He's got enough stuff to do more than that. He's just got to be more economical. He has no thought process to, you know, well, I got to save something for the sixth inning. His thought is, I'm going to use everything I got. If I go through 5, so be it. I've given you 5 good. You should be able to figure it out. That's good when you're your fourth or fifth starter, or that's fine if you're getting paid, you know, $10 million a year. When you want $30, $35 million a year and you're asking for 5, 6, 7 years, that's why you didn't get the commitment.
Well, and this is pretty simple. It's a formula that we're now seeing with the Boras clients, the ones that didn't start out in spring training. Cody Bellinger, Matt Chapman, they waited. They were late. Now Blake Snell. Higher average annual value, but fewer years.
Right.
And there's an opt-out after the first one, as you hear with John Morosi on MLB Network. He actually is now signed, but it's only 10 days before his team opens up the regular season against the Padres. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much that matters. Can't imagine that he's going to be ready, but I hope it's quick. He's also in his early 30s, too. Not that that means he's past his prime, but just that, as you point out, there are plenty of reasons for teams to be leery of paying him Max Scherzer money.
Every single one of those guys that you mentioned have their warts. Now, they're good players, but they have their warts. Bellinger was off the map for, 3 to 4 years? And the Dodgers just let him loose. He's a guy that was an MVP. He had a monster year last year. You hope that he figured it out and he put it together. But every team was probably looking at it and going, you've had 2 really good years, and you had 3 in between where you couldn't hit your weight. I'm not really convinced that you're ready to go. So same. Give you a lot of money, short, you want to get out quick, and if you keep putting up the numbers, you'll get paid. Mm-hmm. Chapman's had a couple of bad years as well. Same thing. Blake Snell, we talked about it. You don't give ace-type outings as much as the 5 1/3, the 5 2/3. Now, I know a lot of people, wins don't matter, and what do you want him to do? He just pitches his game. I want him to go deep into games if he's going to be the leader of my staff, because at some point your bullpen can't be looked at for every game to get 4 innings. I can do that with my fourth and fifth starter. My top three, I need to go a little bit higher.
Do you expect him to be an ace? I don't know if they expect him to be an ace.
Well, then you can't ask for $35 million per if you don't expect to be an ace.
But, that's ace money. He didn't get that right.
He got 31. That's ace money.
The problem, too, in that division is that you're talking about competing with the Dodgers, who, now, granted, they've had some issues with pitching, and they don't have Ohtani this year, but they still have money to burn, and they're a destination for a lot of guys. And it's really clear that Japanese players, Asian players will enjoy being there, will want to be there, because now they know there are other guys on the roster that they share culture with or that they share background with. So that is something I know with Hispanic players. For years, they would pick teams and rosters where they felt like they had other guys that either came from their same countries or had the same experience. So the Dodgers are building something pretty incredible there, and it's going to make it even tougher for the rest of the NL West.
Yeah, you know what? And this is a good move for the Giants because, again, it's somewhat low risk. You get what you get out of Blake Snell, which is good numbers and a guy that's solid, and you don't have a long-term commitment. That's what teams were afraid of. There were a lot of teams that were interested on that, you know, 2 to 3 year opt-out after 1. So even if you're awful for 1 and you stay for the second, you can't imagine he's going to be terrible in year 2. You're just afraid for the drop-off in year 4, 5, 6. That's what teams are afraid of. That's what Scott Boras was looking for, a big 6, 7 year deal where every team was kind of like, I'm good with short-term big money. I'm not good with a long-term investment, just because your client has the tendency to probably fall off the cliff with the way he's gone out there and with the way he's gone with his stuff.
I wonder if the shine is done off Scott Boras' clients. Like, the gig is up with clients.
Because it's not all the clients. I mean, guys that, you know, he's got guys that got paid. I mean, Juan Soto next year is going to get paid. That's a Scott Boras' client. It's the what you are. I mean, if you have warts and you have in your resume and you look at it and go, I want to get big time money and Scott Boras is my agent, teams are still looking at it going, yeah, I understand, but you've had, you know, three surgeries in the last 2 years. Or
man,
you
we got a lot of warts.
There's problems. Like, you know,
Coach,
you can't just gloss over it because Scott Boras is going to make everything okay because he gets you good money.
And that's the thing, is that much higher risk with Scott Boras' clients, too, when he gets his way and gets them these ridiculous mammoth deals for so much money. So I'm glad that teams are smartening up, though we have heard a couple guys call collusion with a capital C. But either way, teams were much more cautious this season. All right. Coming up. Because we're running up against the clock. We've got Kenny Pickett in his own words, right? Explaining why he left Pittsburgh. And I guess he's got to be happy being with his hometown Eagles.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
There will be competition. There's always competition in this thing. We don't anoint anyone. Man, I'm appreciative of his efforts and where he is and excited about continuing to work with him. But certainly, he will be challenged from a competition perspective moving forward. Competition brings the best out in all of us.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The recognizable voice of Mike Tomlin. Both he and Pittsburgh Steelers GM Omar Khan were full speed ahead with Kenny Pickett on the roster. What changed? Because it changed drastically. And it wasn't simply signing Russell Wilson to this veteran's minimum. Kenny Pickett is now an Eagle. Just a few weeks after both Khan and Pickett spoke positively about having him in the mix moving forward. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're not talking about Pickett moving to a situation where he is now a starter or competing for a starting job. It seems to me if you want to be a starter, you have a better opportunity in Pittsburgh where you're at least familiar with personnel. You have a head start on playbook. You know the coaching staff. If nothing else, you've spent time with that O-line and the backfield. Last year, there were reports that a disgruntled Pickett and an ineffective Pickett was about to get benched. Instead, the franchise decided to do away with the offensive coordinator instead. And so he became a fall guy of sorts. They seemingly bent over backward to try to get this to work. It didn't. The defense and then Mason Rudolph plus a resurgent run game late in the season is how they got to the playoffs. But in the span of a couple months, it all went horribly wrong. So why? Why is Kenny Pickett now in Philadelphia? On the other side of the Keystone State, actually. He says it's not what's been reported. That it's not about how he handled the arrival of Russell Wilson. He was asked about communication. He was asked about the way he handled it. He's good with how he handled his side of the thing.
I just thought it was time. You know, it just felt like it was time from, you know, the things that transpired and, you know, wanted to get a chance to go somewhere else and continue to grow my career. And the fact that it's in Philly, you know, the place that I grew up, you know, found the love for the game here with a great coaching staff, you know, great players. I'm looking forward to meet all these guys in a couple of weeks when everyone gets back into town. But, you know, I think it's an awesome opportunity here to join this team. I think the communication, you know, is what it is. It was behind closed doors. You know, I'm confident in the way that I handled it. I handled it the way I should have handled it. You know, I'm excited to be here. It worked out so well that Philly was the place I ended up landing in. So I think everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
it still remains to be seen whether or not he sees a whole lot of playing time behind Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. But if what he wanted was a fresh start and felt like he wasn't going to get a fair shake in Pittsburgh, not to mention, again, the number of changes that they've gone through, O-line last year, obviously the offensive coordinator, they've had different receivers in and out, though they have a great one in George Pickens, and now bringing in Russell Wilson and having an entirely new QB room around him. I guess if you don't feel valued anymore and don't believe the Steelers are actually going to give you a fair shake, then why not make what is a lateral move in terms of playing time and playing status and your ranking, your spot, so to speak, on the QB depth chart. One thing's for sure, I mean, he's thrilled about being in Philadelphia.
It's pretty unbelievable, honestly. I've been coming to games at the Link since I was like 5 years old. You know, I have great memories of my dad taking me here, my grandfather, all my family members coming out to the games, you know, together and just having great memories. And the fact that, you know, hopefully, you know, I can help provide some great memories for some other families now coming up. It's pretty surreal and a full circle moment for me.
He likes to wear his Eagles jersey. There's pictures of him when he was a kid wearing an Eagles jersey. Is this a problem from the Steelers' point of view? And it wouldn't just be him, right? In Chicago, did the Bears do enough to develop Justin Fields? We've seen other quarterbacks, like Zach Wilson potentially with the Jets, a Sam Darnold also with the Jets. Are these guys thrown into the fire too quickly, rushed into starting roles when they're not ready?
Everyone wants to win now. It's an extremely competitive league. I think every franchise, every organization handles it differently. I don't think there's any right or wrong way. It's just kind of how the business has you know, transpired over these past couple of years. But you know, I think as young players, I think everyone understands what you're getting yourself into when you make it to this level.
There's lots of different schools of thought. The teams that are drafting quarterbacks and investing big-time bucks in them at the top, well, they need those guys to start pretty quickly and develop quickly, right? Because they're terrible teams for the most part. Not all of them, but a lot of times they're the bottom of the barrel in the NFL. But the balance is, if you don't have an offensive line that can protect or a receiving core that can help or veterans to surround your young QB with, it could be a massive disaster. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.